I think both of you were in my writing class at some point in time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm always talking about the conclusion and the big so what. So if we think in that way, the kind of big picture lens of if we consider what's happening in education in our town, if we think even bigger about education in our state, if we think about education in our nation, if we think about education all over the world, I mean, a huge variety of styles and sizes and conditions and quality. And then you think, bring it back down to here, and you think about your parents' decision to homeschool you. How do you think those things are related? Or why was that an important decision when you think about the big context of education?
For me, as I said it earlier, we are the lowest in public education, and I mean, the school systems, they're not that great at the moment. Like in other countries, it's way more based around the students and the education that the students get, but it's not quite like that here. It's more about, I don't really know how to explain it, but just...
It's almost like a one size fits all, or if you don't fit into the mold, you'll be left out almost.
Yeah, that's perfect. So with homeschooling, not only is the scheduling different, it's just way better, because getting up at 8 o'clock in the morning and then going till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Really, that's really good for people, because like Manzi stated earlier, there's not a lot of family time in that, except for the weekends when you have a bunch of homework to get through, which so I think one of the big things is there's not a balance, you know. So I think until we find the balance, we're gonna be stuck here for a little while.
What about you, Manzi? In the grand scheme of education, why was that an important decision, or how does...
I could be taught things that applied to me, mm-hmm. and I liked that. Because mm-hmm. when you're at school, you're taught a bunch of things, and they all just kind of float in your head. And you're not really hanging on to things that you don't want. So, I mean, you might hang on to them for, like, a test, but then you'll just let them go, mm-hmm. and they won't apply anymore. Mm-hmm.
But what would you say out there to people who are in the public school system? Like, what wisdom do you have from your homeschool experience that now, like, if you were to have to redo high school and go to public school now, you would probably have quite a bit of wisdom to share about how to approach education, because each of you had a certain kind of freedom and personalization that maybe students in public school don't have. So what advice would you give to them?
So... I would say if you want to know something, you should by all means go out and try to learn it, because chances are you're not going to get as much detail in public school. So like if you want to learn about the galaxies, you know, you might touch on that a few days in your science class, but you know, you could always go home or go to the library, find a book, or look it up and learn a way more, you know, gain more knowledge on this one subject.
For me, I think for public school to work, you really have to be committed to school. Because with public school, the social hit kind of overwhelms the educational value in it. Because that's how it was for me. Because I also went to Taos Academy, and then I got to the point where I was just like, I'm just going here to hang out with my buddies, you know. And so for people like me who aren't quite as disciplined at that age, because I was like 12 or 13 or something like that, you definitely have to have a drive for knowledge if you want public school to work. And yeah, that's... Mm-hmm. I've always been bad at advice.
I think that's great advice. And do both of you feel like did your homeschool experience make you feel more driven for your own education or less driven because there was less structure?
For me personally, it made me want to learn everything that there is to learn. So it definitely drove me further in my lust for education.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say in the end, I was like, I'm not lonely about so-and-so, so I guess I should go to school.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have a live song from Stella. Okay, welcome back. This is the Taos Education and Career Center's Heroes Journey radio show. And today I'm here with my co-host, Montserrat Oyana del Tolmo, and Stella and Manzi. If you're just tuning in, we are talking about crossing the threshold. So both of these young women were homeschooled, and we're talking about when they transitioned from homeschool into regular classroom setting education, and what that transition was like, and what the disadvantages and advantages were, and what advice they have out there. And one thing we also really love to do on this program is share the multitude of talents. So at Tech, we have all different ages, 16 all the way up to 60 plus year olds. We have very many different cultural backgrounds. We have different skill sets. And out of that comes a very richly woven tapestry of talent. And today we have a very special. So Stella, when did you start singing?
Well, I have been singing all my life, because I feel like, not necessarily that's a silly question, but, everybody sings, like, when they're little, if it's just simple nursery rhymes, or if it's songs that your parents play that you happen to pick up. So, I mean, I'm just all my life, pretty much, except since when I could talk, probably. Mm-hmm.
One thing I always think about is how in many, many cultures, everybody sings and everybody dances. And I remember being out of the country once and saying, oh, I don't sing. And they were like, what? What do you mean you don't sing? Everybody can sing. And so I think that's actually a really good point, that especially as young children, we all sing. And at some point in time, people like myself, we forget that. So what song are you going to be singing with us today?
It's called Didn't Leave Nobody But the Baby. Mm-hmm. It's from a great movie called Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Mm-hmm. Go to sleep, you little baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. Everybody's gone from the cotton and the corn. Didn't leave nobody but the baby. You're a sweet little baby. You're a sweet little baby. Honey from the rock and the sugar don't stop. Gonna bring a bottle to the baby. Don't you weep, you little baby. Don't you weep, you little baby. Your mama's gone away and your daddy's gone to stay. Didn't leave nobody but the baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. She's long gone with her red shoes on. Gonna find another loving baby. Don't go to sleep, you little baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. You and me and the devil makes three. Don't need no other loving baby. Go to sleep, you pretty baby. Go to sleep, you pretty baby. Come lay your bones on the alabaster stones and be my ever-loving baby.